In the previous shiur, we were discussing Hamakadish Bechelko. We saw a big yisod. Mitoras Moreno Hagoyim Reberel Pavaris Kishlita. And now we are going to continue Alzu Aderech. The Mishnah says there in Kiddushin, Daf Nun Beis, that if a person tries to be Makadish and Isha B'Maiser Sheni, according to Rav Meir, she's not Mekudeshes. The Gemara says, Minan Emili, how do I know this important piece of information? And it says, the Gemara of Acha B'Rei D'Rova, Mishmei the Gemara of Uchomas Arzet, or Kodesh Lashem. Lashem Hu V'lo L'Kadish Bo Isha. That Maiser Sheni is for God, and not to be Makadish and Isha B'Pshuto, we see from here. And so we see in numerous places in Shas, that according to Rav Meir, in Rashi, Tosis Besugia, that according to Rav Meir, Maiser Sheni is Mamon Gavoh. Since it's Mamon Gavoh, it's Lashem, it's not Lakadish Bo Isha. The Rambam, in the fifth parak of Hilchos Ishus in Halacha Dalet, writes, Kitcha be Maiser Sheni ain't a Mekudeshes, Levisha ain't lo lasis bo sha'ar chafotza bat she's chalo, Shenemra Lashemu. Person's Mekadish and Isha B'Maiser Sheni, she's not Mekudeshes, because he's not supposed to do his other needs until he's Mechalel, until he redeems this Maiser Sheni on money, then he can use the fruits for his other Chafotzim. Because it says, Lashemu, this fruit is for God. Ad kan mi divrei Aram. We have to understand the Arichus Lashon HaRambam. It's Mochach Midvarov that the reason he's not allowed to be Mekadish B'Maiser Sheni is because he's not allowed to do Chafotzov. He's not allowed to do his needs, his deeds, with this money. That's why she's not Mekudeshes, with this Maiser Sheni. That's why she's not Mekudeshes. But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that it's because it's my moment of God, well, it's the Rishonim, Rashi, Tosfos, that according, we see numerous places in Shas, that Maiser Sheni is Mamon Gavoah. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a Mamon Hediot. And she's Taka Mekudeshes. The Maaser Sheni ben Bishoyg Mezid ben Bishoyg ben Mezid Lo Kidesh Shiv Meir Yudor Rabbi Bishoyg Le Kidesh ben Mezid Kidesh. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Bishoyg no, ben Mezid yes. He holds that Maaser Sheni is Mamon Hedyot. Where explains why Bishoyg not. But he holds that it's Mamon Hedyot. Rav Meir holds that it's Mamon Gavoah. So if the whole vort is that it's Mamon Gavoah, then why does the Rambam say this whole thing about doing Chafotzov? Taking care of your needs. It's a Dvar Pela V'Hafla in the Rambam. In the Sefer Torah Zeroyim on Maseches Maaser Sheni in the fourth parak, he brings the name of Reb Chaim. The Maaser Sheni Bemes Habe Bereshus Bailim. Kachol Mamon De Alma V'Hadi Yesh Lo Din Mamon Gavoah Ino Ela Mishum Dinei Kedusha Sheba. Mitzad Matanitan Rak Le Mitzvah So Lechol B'Yerushalayim. V'Lo Lasis Bo Shar Chafot Zav Machmas Kedusha So. Mishum Zeh Gufa Nidoin Ke Mamon Gavoah. V'Zeh Otu Kamer Rambam Lefi Shein Lo Lasis Bo Shar Chafot Zav. Ad She Yischal Perish De Mishum Hochi Habe Mamon Gavoah. So he says in the name of Reb Chaim, the Torah Zeroyim, that Maaser Sheni Bemes is Bereshus Bailim like other Mamon. And that it has a din of Mamon Gavoah is only because it's Dine Kedusha, that it's given for its mitzvah to be in Yerushalayim, but not to do your other needs with it because of its Kedusha. It has Kedusha, you're not allowed to do other Chafotzim with it. And because of this, it's Nidon Ke Mamon Gavoah. Why is it Nidon Ke Mamon Gavoah? Because you're not allowed to do Shar Chafotzim with it. And that's the Rambam writes, L'fishein Lasas Bo Shar Chafotzim Vashi Yischalo. Perish, that means, and Mishum Hachi, because of this, because you're not allowed to take care of your own needs, it's considered Mamon Gavoah. So it would appear Bebira Dvarim, She'ein B'Kedushas HaMaiser Atzma Din Mamon Gavoah. That there's no, in the Kedushas HaMaiser, there's no Din Mamon Gavoah. Batzmusa. But rather, whenever the Torah asks for achil or other tashmishim, there's no hafgas mammon. It's still considered mammon bailam gamur. They're just asurim. But by Ma'aser Sheni, where it says kodesh l'Hashem, the yisod is that whenever the Torah asks for Ma'aser Sheni machmas kedusha, so it's mafkia the mammonis. Normally, when the Torah asks achil or other tashmishim, it's not mafkia the mammonis. It's still called mammon bailam. They're just asurim, specific asurim. By Ma'aser Sheni, there's a hafka of the mammonis. It's not considered his money. We see numerous places that, according to Rav Meir, that Ma'aser Sheni is mammon gavoa, you can't sell it. Yerushalmi, first parak of Ma'aser Sheni, there's a machlokas hamaroim, according to Rav Meir, if matana is kemecher. So he says, you're not allowed to sell it. What about a matana? Machlokas, if matana is like selling, the mafarshim there explain that if matana is not kemecher, he can give it. If matana is not like a sale, he can give it as a matana. The question is, it's mammon gavoa, how could he give it as a matana? The answer is that Ma'aser Sheni is not mitzad atzmus kedushasoi mammon gavoa. Ma'aser Sheni is not essentially, inherently mammon gavoa. But rather, since you're not allowed to sell it, that's midine ma'aser, you're not allowed to use it for other needs, you're only allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to sell it. So whenever you, for whatever it's also, there's a hafkas mamon le'inyan zeh machmas kedushaso. Since you're not allowed to sell it, it's mafkia the mamonis, and therefore you can't sell it. So now the nidan bedinei iser, shimatana b'mecher peirusho, shigam neser b'maiser shimuzeshen l'sinas hamatana k'mecher. So now we want to know, there's an iser to sell it. We want to know if the iser extends also to matana. Do we say matanas k'mecher? And then we would say that it's also, there's also mufka din mamono linyan zeh. It's also not considered mammonis. When it comes to selling it, it's not considered your mammonis. So you're not allowed to sell it. Since you're supposed to eat it, because you're not allowed to sell it, it's not considered your mammonis. What about giving it as a gift? Do we say that since you're not allowed to give it as a gift, it's not considered your mammonis anymore with regard to giving it as a gift? So if we say matana kemecher eino chinami, it's not your mammonis as far as giving it as a gift. But if matana is einach kemecher, v'lo neser zos shuv hareyu memono l'inyin zeh, v'yochi litna limba matana. But if matana is not kemecher and it wasn't asered, so it is considered like your mammon as far as matana goes. There's no iser matana. And memela vis-a-vis matana, it's considered your mammonis. And therefore you can give it as a matana, you can give it as a gift. And that's b'yir divrei haramba. So when it comes to achila, that's its mitzvah, it's considered mammon gamor. And the Ma'aser Sheni is mamish his, linyan achil is it's mamish his mamis. And the question is then, when he's makadish and isha, maybe she should be mekudesh. So if matana is not kemecher, he can give it as a matana. But if matana is kemecher, then he can't give it as a matana. And we already explained that akol panim, when he gives it to her to eat, so what's he giving her? He's giving her Ma'aser Sheni, that's his, la'achila. He can use it for achil, and now he's giving it to her. And on that, the Rambam writes that midine ha-maiser that you're not allowed to be mekadesh in isha. In other words, this shimush to use the maiser for kedusha isha is aser machmas kedusha. So kolmash and nesar. In other words, whenever there's an iser involved by maiser sheni, there's a hafkav din mamon. So since maiser was given for eating because it's holy, you have to go and eat it in Yerushalayim. So that's a hafka from Kedusha Isha. Now it doesn't have a din mammon anymore. Because Kedushin are not done just by giving her mammon. It has to be Kesef Kedushin. In order for it to be Kesef Kedushin, you need Koach HaBailim. And since it's Aser Linyan Zeh, he has no din Bailim, and therefore it's not going to work for Kedushin. So there's a half. When it comes to Kedushin, there's a hafka of the din mammonis. We said that when it comes to selling, it's not his to sell. Because it's holy, it's not his to sell. It's not his mamonis. And also because it's holy, it's not his to be mekadesh with. He loses his mamonis because it's when it comes to kedushin. That because it's holy, the machlokas about matana, but about kedushin, because it's holy, then he's not allowed to use it for kedushin. There's a hafka. Whenever there's an iser, that iser is also mafkia the din mammon. So since there's an iser to be mekadesh bo isha, Because if it's holiness, that means that there's hafka of mammon. It's not considered mammon, his mammon anymore. And that's pshat in the Rambam when he says that you're not allowed to do ein lo lasas bo shar chafotzav, because you're not allowed to do shar chafotzav. So that means that it's mufka midin mammon, and that's the hafka. Hafka is that you're not allowed to sell it. You're not allowed to do shar chafotzav with it. And since you're not allowed to do shar chafotzav, including kedushin, there's a hafka midin mammon. It's not considered your mammonis anymore. In Avodah Zarah Samach Beis and Tosis B'Demeim, they ask, and that it says in the Mishnah that if you're Makadish B'Orla, another Surah Hana, she's not Mekudeshes, and the reason is because there's no Shavu Pruta, but you're allowed to use it Shalok Ederech Hana. How can you say that there's no Shavu Pruta? Because you're not allowed to get Hana, but you're allowed to be Nana Shalok Ederech Hana, which is worth a Shavu Pruta. B'chein Rotar B'cholan Esrafim B'Efron, so there's a, what about using the ashes? Maybe that could be a shava pruta. So answers Tosis, Kevin the calls Manchu Bain Osir Lamochor Menatora, Kamoke Nosir Lakadish Bawisha. Since as long as it's Bain, you're not allowed to sell, you're not allowed to be Makadish Anisha. They have a Cheshuva Kamochir, it's considered like Mechira. The Yesh Bohana that it has a Nak, Shmakadish Isha when it's Makadish Anisha. The Gamina Kicha, Kicha Mistay Efren. We learn Kicha, Kicha Mistay Efren. We say, Lodama, the Kicha, the Stay Efren, Shroyliknos Bochevit Shoshana. It's not like buying the Stay Efren. That it's roy to be kona chayfetz. The money was roy to be kona chayfetz or sharanos. This kesef kedushin is not roy lekadish boisha. Kozman shubain, you're not allowed to do kedusha isha. So bepshuto, what is Tosis talking about? Since mikom makom, since soif kol soif, you're allowed to use this as surei hanah b'kam oifanim oish kelosh shalek ederech hanah asoi oy be'efrom. So you're allowed to use it not in the normal hanodik way. You're not allowed to use the efer. So they have a Shava Pruta. It's worth a Shava Pruta. That you're not allowed to be Makadish and Isha. That's just an Inyan Isser. Say there. So he did an Isser. But it should still be, the Kedushin should still be Chal. Because he gave her Hanav a Shava Pruta. He did an Avera Dik away, but there should still be a Chalos Kenyan Kedushin. And they write, it's not like Stay Efren. What is this Tzushtal to Stay Efren? Here also it's right. It's worth a shavu pruta if she uses it shaloka derech hanar the efer. The Mishnah Lamelech in the fifth parak of Hilchos Ishus in Halacha Aleph writes on Tosfos shekol divrayim mitchilosam v'ad soifam nelmu mimeni v'lo yadati kavanosam. All of Tosfos, from the beginning to the end, are hidden from me, and I don't know what Tosis is talking about. Look in Avnei Miluim in Simin Kofchesiv Katan and Dalit, what he writes, Vitzarechi. So it appears follows, says Marein of Rabbeinu Hagoyin Reberol Shlita, that Be'ikar Adin, that a person's Makadish Besure Anah, she's not Mekudeshes, Mevur B'Pshuto Atam, what's the reason that Makadish Besure Anah, she's not Mekudeshes? That because of the Isser, it's not a Shavapruta anymore. Because of the Yisr, it's not a Shavapruta. And the Mishnah Lamelech is Marich. Ben Yizeh brings the Rishonim that explain on that you're allowed to use Shalok Ederech Hana Oso, that it's not considered a Shavapruta. That using it Shalok Ederech Hana Oso is not going to be worth a Shavapruta. Ayin Tosis B'Kiddushin, Nun Vav Amud Beis, Uberan. So if a person is a Mekadesh, Besurei Hanah de Rabbanon, that where she's not Mekudeshes, it says in Psachim Vavamet Aleph Mekadesh Bechike Gordonaisia, which is rabbinical chametz. So Rashi says, you know why you're not allowed to be Mekadesh with rabbinical chametz? Because the rabbis were Mafkia the Kedushin. The Ritva writes that you don't need to come on to Afkaz Kedushin. That's the din min HaTorah, that you need a Shavu Pruta. And here there's no Shavu Pruta, so you don't need to come on to Afkas Kedushin, there's no Shavu Pruta. I ain't b'mishnah l'melech, so we have to understand Rashi. Since Akoponim, it's Aser, my nafkamina, if it's Aser minator midifrayim, Rashi holds that it's only Aser derabbanon. Memela, Rashi's learning that the rabbis were mafkia the Kedushin. But who cares if it's Aser minator midirabbanon? There's no hanav v'shavu pruta. It's not roi l'shtamish bovena rovena v'shavu pruta. So it would appear that Be'emes, we have to understand the Iker din of Mekadesh Besurei Neinu Mekudesh that we learn in the Mishnah B'Stam. What's the din of a Baal Aver and a Rosh HaGarm who's Mekadesh and Isha Kamoso? Matzah Minas Mina, or Matzah Minas Mina, right? He found the same type of Isha Merushas. And he wants to be Mekadesh Besurei Hana? people who aren't from. So they're mishtamish b'suri hanan. It's sold in the shuk for a lot of money. So this is shava pruta for them. So well, who cares that it's iser? Why shouldn't she be mekudeshes? Even though they're doing an avera, the Mishnah says stama, she's not mekudeshes. Why is she not mekudeshes? She's being nana. You're right, it's aser, but she's being nana. So therefore, it appears b'das Rashi that be'emes, the reason is not because it's not a shava pruta, because that's tali b'shuma b'shuk. That's tali and how much it's worth in the market. If it's worth a shava pruta, it's worth. If not, not. The yikr din now is mischadish that you're not to be mikadish b'has. You're not mishinam mekudeshes b'hanos surei hanos. Is that it's a chiddush in din? It's a chiddush din in isurei hana. We see in the Gemara numerous places that isurei hana don't have a teres mama. There's no koyach bailus. So the Rabbi Seinu discuss if it's begeder eino birshuso or if it's begeder eino shelo ein mekunches achron b'shut harivosh b'arucha binyan zeh. And in the Sefer Hamar Cheshes in the very first simon, so we see there's no koyach bailus. There's no koyach bailus. And isurei hana, v'nira b'yisod advarim. It would appear the foundation of the matter is that it's specific din and severity in the isurei hana that the iser is mafkia the koach habaylus. Now, b'chol mokom she'aser Torah ba'achila, even though it's an iser gomer, there's no din hafkas mamon le'inyan achila. All there is an iser when the Torah asered ba'achila, even though it's an iser gomer, there's no hafkas mamon. It's just an iser achila, and. That's when it comes to an Isser Achila, Isser Hanah, shiny. When the Torah asks something, Behanah, Yesh Be'etzem Dino, Dina Hafkas Mamon. There's a Hafkah, there's a removal of the monetary value of this object when it's Asr Behanah. The Torah is Mevatel, the Torah nullified the Din Mamon and anything that's Asr Behanah. So now we understand very good, very well, that this is all Besure Hanah Doiraisa, where there's an Isser on the Cheftza, but by Surim Durabonim, there's no Isser Cheftza in that Torah, even though it's a mitzvah, Shemaya, Divrei Chachamim, Ein B'zeh Ela Inyan Aveira, it's just an Aveira to be Mekadesh with Isserei Hanah Durabonim. There's no Isser Cheftza, it's a mitzvah, Shemaya, Divrei Chachamim, that's in the Gavra. So all we have here is an Inyan of Aveira, but there's no Afgras Mamon. Afgras Mamon is when there's an Isser on the Cheftza, like if it's Din Torah. But if it's an Isser on the Gavra, when it's an Isser Durabonim, there's no Afgras Mamon, and it could be Mekadesh and Isha if it's a Shava Pruta Bashuk. So Rashi doesn't come on to the Shava Pruta. You have to see what people take for it on the street, but people take for it in the marketplace. So therefore Rashi says, no. The rabbis were mafkia the kiddushin. You know why it doesn't work if it's a surei derabbanan? You're right, it might be worth a shavah pruta. If it's dairais, it's not worth, because the Torah was mafkia din mamon. But if it's worth a shavah pruta, if it's worth a shavah pruta bashuk, then derabbanan, it's worth money because it's be'etzem, ba'atzmuso, it's worth money because the cheftza is mutter. The cheftza, the rabbis didn't ask the cheftza, only isser on the gavra. So if it's worth money, it's worth money. So why is she not mekudeshes if it's an isser hanah derabbanan, if it's rabbinical chametz, rabbinically ordinated, mandated chametz? Rashi says that it's an isser mishum afkeinu rabbanan lekedushin mineh. That the takana should be like the doraisa, that just like by doraisa she's not married, so too by derabbanan she's not married. So with this we can explain the zafkas kedushin. With this we can explain the divrei atosis b'avodah zara. That even though it's pashut that legabe masha mutter l'shtamish, he's allowed to use it like all kshaloka derech hanas and ula afran. So l'inyan zeh it's considered mamon gamur. So therefore, maybe we can discuss the fact that he could be Makadish a woman with this, and it's hers lahanas elu v'shapir gam shavet pruta, and it's also worth a shavet pruta. And on this Tosis writes, that's Tosis kasha. Tosis kasha is it's a shavet pruta. How can you say Makadish b'surai no is no good? It's mutter l'shtamish shaloi b'derech hana osam b'chein mutter b'chol v'nesirafim be'efron. You're allowed to use the efer. You're allowed to get hana shaloi b'shaloi k'derech hana. So they're not the normal way of Hana, so why is she not married? It's worth a pruta. So on this Tosis writes that since Kaven she calls Manchi Bain Osir the Mochor Minat Torah, since as long as it's Bain, you're now allowed to sell it, you're also now allowed to be Makadesh and Isha. Be Makadesh and Isha is like Mechira. And that's also included in the Hanos that are Asuras Allah. So now the din comes back that for whatever it's usher, there is a hafkas mamon kedin surei hana. So it's not his to be Makadish and Isha, and he can't use it as Kesef Kedushin to be Makadish and Isha because of the Isser. There's an Isser Mechira and there's an Isser Lekadish Bo Isha. That means that there's no more din v'koyach bailus, like we discussed in the previous shir, when we were talking about makadesh b'chelkoy, b'kotshim. So what's the pshat? The pshat is, the reason he's not allowed to, is because he has no bailus on this anymore. Since there's an Isser to be Makadesh and Isha, so he has no bailus on the Etzem Mammon to be Makadesh and Isha. In order to be Makadesh and Isha, you need bailus on the Mammon. And since it's Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu, he has no bailus on the Mammon. So here also it's the same idea by Surah Hanoah. Since there's an Isser Hanoah, this Isser Hanoah means that he's not allowed to sell it. So as far as selling it goes, it has no din mamon. He's not allowed to be Makadesh and Isha. As far as being Makadesh and Isha goes, there's a hafka of the mamon that it's removing his ability to use it as mamon. He's no bailus in the mamon. Yes, you can get a hana from it, but it's not kesef kedushin because he has no bailus because of the iser hana. And that Tosis says that it's not similar to Stei Efron, it would appear what they mean is that maybe we can argue and say that Kesef Kinyan V'Kedushin, it's enough that the moment should be his for something. Sh'amomen yeshalo kodem le'ezet tashmish shehu baliyada v'kvar sagi balechalos Kedushin. So maybe, as long as you can use it for something, that's enough to be Mekadesh and Isha. And on that, Tosfos says, no, we learn from Stei Efron. So we could say that for the Din Kesef and Kinyan and Kedushin, the Kain and the Baal have to make it a Kesef Kinyan. They have to have Bailus. That's what makes it Kesef Kinyan and Kedushin. Without that, it's not enough. And therefore, by Stei Efron, Avram have had bailus on the money. But here, by the Yisr Hanoah, there's no bailus on the money. So therefore, since he's Aser, by Yisr Hanoah, it's not considered Mamon L'Kadesh and Isha because he's no bailus on the money. So that's some food for thought about this sugya. And we have, obviously, I'm saying there's just endless amounts of things to say about this. So God should give us life and simcha and the financial means and everything we need. La'avdo be'emes. And in that way, we will be able to continue serving Him and learning His Torah HaKadosha. B'simcha, b'tuv levav, b'ava, b'yira tamid. Shalom, sweetest friends.